let's go back to Cabrini, probably the most famous project area because of Good Times and Coolie High and all that. Now they've, as you said, gentrification, so that's gone. So what memories do you have from being there, and is it kind of weird now going on Division and seeing that they made that into, like, a luxury area?
And, man, it is. You know, I was just there probably, you know, a month ago, and, you know, man, the projects aren't there. You know, when you drive through, you know, streets that where you had history at is gone. I drive past because the I used to live in the row houses, so those are there, but they're vacant. It's all gated up. You know, I drive. You know, when you drive by, man, I look up in the window that, man, really, where my dream was formed. And I always like to tell people this: where my bedroom window was at, you know, I used to be able to see the lights of the top of the John Hancock Building. Right. And that actually served so much inspiration for me because, you know, I was like, man, one of these days I'm going to live in that building. I had no idea, man, if you can live in that or not. But it gave me something to dream about. But when I think about Cabrini, man, I think about the relationships, you know. That's what I miss the most, you know.
Right.
You know, we were true community, neighborhood, whatever people want to call it, man. I mean, we had block parties, you know. But somebody brought out the radio, man. Everybody came, and whether you was invited or not, I mean, you know, everybody knew each other. And don't get me wrong, man. It had its issues, you know. I've lost a lot of friends. I've seen kids lose parents, you know, man. We saw a lot of incarceration. We saw, you know, police mistreat people, you know. We're having a big thing then, but the reality is, man, it wasn't new. We've seen it long ago, even when we were growing up. You know, even when I think about Chicago now, man, growing up in Cabrini, I didn't know at the time, but when I used to go to St. Joe's, man, I began to recognize how racially divided that city is, man. Chicago to me is only one of the places you know, man. You know exactly where you are at any given point. You know whether you were in the black neighborhood, the white neighborhood, the Hispanic community, the Chinese community. I mean, you know exactly where you are, but I appreciate, man, all my experiences growing up there, man, whether good or bad, and thank goodness for Facebook because you get to reconnect with all your old grade school friends, man, and your high school friends.